This is Twit.
So we were talking with David in Mission Viejo. He has a video that he's created on the iPad. And are you a private investigator? This is for court use in court?
I'm a trial consultant. A video deposition. So we have video and we have the scrolling text.
I got it. And the text is a transcription. You know, I think the problem is not the video nor the iPad, but I bet you the converter that you're using to get the HDMI out of the iPad or something else along the chain is not HDCP compliant. And the device you're playing to expects HDCP compliance. So it has. This is the real problem with copy protection in general. It's just a pain in the behind. And HDCP, which is designed to prevent people from copying, making digital copies of copyrighted material, is set up in such a way that everything along the chain has to be HDCP compliant. Even the cable, the converter, the television set all have to support HDCP or it won't play. So what I'm guessing is that something downstream from your iPad doesn't know from HDMI, doesn't know from HDCP.
Okay. So, I'm thinking it's got to be the dongle that, because the cables, everything else works, because I've used them before.
It's not that it doesn't work. It's that something, whether it's the TV or the display or whatever, is demanding that everything be compliant. And something, the iPad's not compliant, so that could be it. So you see what I'm saying? It's the thing you're playing to or through that's causing the problem.
Okay, that's got to be the capture card thing. What about, I've got a VGA dongle. What if I can now put the...
VGA will not have this problem because VGA doesn't have copy protection.
But how do I get the sound into Pinnacle? I can output through the headphone jack. But I don't know.
Have you considered AirPlay? This is how Apple wants you to do it. You're doing this. This is all kind of non-standard.
Oh, I've got AirPlay.
That would be the way I would do it. You AirPlay from the iPad to an Apple TV and then have that. Because Apple TV, guess what? HDCP compliant.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's how Apple wants you to do it. Remember Steve Jobs, the reason there's no Blu-ray on any Apple devices, Steve Jobs famously said Blu-ray's a bag of hurt. What he was talking about is this copy protection. Apple doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So they'll AirPlay to an Apple TV. That has to do it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to play Hollywood movies. So the Apple TV is the HDCP compliant device.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion on which capture card I should use?
You've got the video on the iPad, you're playing it into an Apple TV, and you want to capture it.
Right.
I think Pinnacle's very good. I've always used Pinnacle. We've also used a device. The problem with the devices I use, the ADVC converters from Grass Valley. They had FireWire out, and I think most of the PCs no longer have FireWire on them.
Right. I'm talking about the actual video capture.
No, I understand. So these were video converters. See, the problem is you've got digital, you got to convert it. You don't really have to convert it. You just have to capture it.
Right.
You have to capture it onto disk.
I can do that with Pinnacle. I can capture it.
Yeah, Pinnacle's great.
HDMI.
I think Pinnacle will be happy if you plug the Apple TV into it. Because the Pinnacle probably is HDCP. See, everything needs to be HDCP compliant.
Okay.
Once you get to the Apple TV, your chain will be compliant. The irony, of course, of all of this is it doesn't stop piracy at all. Isn't that cute? All you have to do is go to any BitTorrent site. You'll see every major Hollywood movie. So the only people it gets in the way, as with all copy protection, the only people who are ever stymied, thwarted, disadvantaged, inconvenienced by copy protection are honest users. So you really, you have to think, is copy protection something you want to do, Hollywood? Because pirates just go around you. It's like putting up a big orange traffic cone in the middle of the street. Bad guys just drive right over it. Good guys stop. So you're basically treating your honest, God-fearing customers as thieves. And the thieves couldn't care less. And this is a perfect example. It just gets in people's way. It doesn't prevent piracy.